ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Hey, this is great, man.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That cat is deep.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Every night I went out there, I did it for them.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Disaster for the galaxy, Captain.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undefeated, undisputed, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Today, we're doing nothing but MMA for an hour. That's right, MMA for an hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Of course, the UFC going down last week. We'll talk about the results from Rio de Janeiro. Anderson Silva, is he still the world middleweight champion? Of course he is. Anyway, we'll talk about the results. We'll talk about the upcoming UFC events. We'll talk about a company that's going to Spike TV in January. I'm talking about the Bellator Fighting Championships. Of course, they're hot on MTV2. You can catch them on BloodyElbow.com on the website as far as their fight cards are concerned. But the MTV2 channel has only got 250,000 people watching it a week. Okay, when they go to Spike, I'm thinking they do better than 1 million a week. Probably 1.4 million, 1.5 million. They are exciting fights. They are generally lighter weight fights. In other words, more action-packed. Because, you know, let's be honest. It used to be said that he who controls the heavyweight division controls boxing. They used to say the same thing when it comes to MMA. Not anymore. Best fight in the world, the MMA. Some people think it'd be headlining UFC 154. I'm talking about Georges St-Pierre. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. If you're internationally, if you're a troop listening on one of the bases around the world, 01-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information?
Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
On schedule for five for the Strike Force World Welterweight title. Nick Diaz, the champion in white and black. Daly, the challenger in blue. Great body work by Diaz. Oh, a beautiful uppercut. Looping right hand. Daly falling into trouble. 11 seconds. Diaz going in for the KO. And it's over.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You drinking that stuff so early?
Listen, doll girl, when you drink as much as I do, you gotta start early.
The funky guitar of my friend Jeff Camelier, Pleasant Hill, California. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of... mixed martial arts. Last week, the UFC went on the road. They went to their, you know, where it was all born. I'm talking about Brazil. Of course, one of their favorite sons down there, Anderson Silva, the UFC middleweight champion now. Of course, he's like 10 defenses of the belt, the longest reigning champion in UFC history. He stopped Stephen Bonner with a TKO to the gut and some punches afterwards. I'm talking about the solar plexus, 440 of the very first round, defending the world 185-pound championship. Silva is now slated to have a showdown with John Jones, the UFC 205-pound champion, of course, the heel of the UFC. And why did he become the heel? He was one of the favorite fighters in the organization 3 or 4 months ago. But, of course, he didn't save that one card. Remember UFC 151 or UFC 152? One of them went in the tank because he didn't want to change opponents 8 days before the fight. He was supposed to take on Dan Henderson, who was like 41 years old, which is like 90 in the world of mixed martial arts, and they wanted him to change from a right-hander or a left-hander to a right-hander. Anyway, Chael Sonnen, I think, is a left-hander, and he didn't want to make that the change. Didn't want to do it 8 days before, so the entire card was scrapped. Everybody lost their airline tickets. The fighters who were supposed to get paid underneath didn't get paid. I want to give props to Showtime. Of course, they canceled their September 29th card in Sacramento, California, when the Strike Force lightweight, 155-pound champion, Gilbert Melendez, got hurt. They paid the entire card outside of Melendez. Everybody got paid right on Showtime to Steven Espinoza. Steven Espinoza, the VP at Showtime, the guy's got it going on right now. He's in Pedro's. Pedro's in his corner, per se. Big Nog. I always call him Little Nog. People get upset when I do that because he is a huge dude, like 240 pounds. Antonio Nogueira defeated Dave Herman. That was an armbar in the second round, 4 minutes and 31 seconds. Of course, submissions. You can win in the world of mixed martial arts, the fastest-growing sport in the world. The UFC, of course, is the premier company, and they also own Strikeforce. Actually, they're the parent company. It's called Zuffa Sports. They own both Strikeforce and the UFC. And then you've got the fledging. And they'll be coming on big time come January when they hit Spike TV, a network that was made for them. I'm talking about the Bellator Fighting Championships. Anyway, Big Naga went over Dave Herman. Gloxer Teixeira is a guy that I think is awesome. I mean, and I don't use that word often because I don't like the word. An ex-boss of mine used to use it all the time. And I ended up losing a job one time because during a staff meeting, I said to him, "Don't you have any words in your vocabulary other than awesome?" Yeah, I wasn't there, but about a week later. Glover Teixeira, winner, defeated Fabio Maldonado, a TKO. The doctor stopped the fight 2 minutes, 5 minutes at the end of the second round. Bottom line is, Teixeira is the real deal. John Fitch was a winner. He beat Eric Silva. That was unanimous nod, 30-27, 29-28, and 29-28. Of course, this is the UFC card airing from Brazil. That was on pay-per-view. This is the main card I'm talking about. This was like a 10- or 12-bout card. I'll get to all the bouts just for you MMA and UFC freaks out there. Phil Davis was a winner over Wagner Prado. I thought that Prado might have come around and won that fight, but he lost by an anaconda choke in the second round. The time was 4 minutes and 29 seconds. And Damian Maia, maybe living up to his, his resume or the expectations that people in the UFC had for him. He is a welterweight. That's 170 pounds. And he took on Rick Story. He submitted him in the very first round with a neck crank, 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Now, the preliminary card was held on FX Cable. And I'll be interested to see what the FX Cable results are going to be because, you know, we're at the end of baseball season. There's these playoffs going on. We got the NBA is coming back. I mean, all these sports are coming back at the same time. The NFL is coming back. The NFL is going on, excuse me. Anyway, the bottom line is it'll be interesting to see how many people tune into the FX portion of the card, the preliminary card. Of course, on top, Rony Bezerra beats Sam Cecilia. I saw Cecilia was going to win that fight. You can't predict MMA like you can boxing. Boxing is easy to predict. I was like the last ESPN top-ranked handicapper. They cut that title out after I won that $500. Was it $500 or $250? Some cash prize I won about 10 years ago. They decided to cut that out because the kid from California beat the boys from Las Vegas, and they didn't like it. Tough. Anyway, the bottom line is Sam Cecilia lost a TKO in too many punches. Referee stopped the fight, and the time was 4 minutes and 16 seconds. Gleison Tibau was the winner over Francisco Trinaldo. They use unanimous nod, 29-28 across the board. Of course, they go 3 5-minute rounds in anything but a championship fight or a title eliminator or a main event on TV. I'm talking about the UFC. Diego Brando was the winner over Joey Gambino. Unanimous nod, 30-27 across the board, three ways. Sergio Moraes beat Rene Forte. A submission, a rear naked choke. That was at 3 minutes and 10 seconds of the third round. Of course, we're talking about UFC results from last week, folks, in Rio de Janeiro with Anderson Silva on top. Chris Camazotti was a winner. Camazzi was a winner of a Lewis Cain. That was a decision in three rounds, 30-28, 29-28 twice. And then the other fight that was on Facebook. Remember, they throw these fights in three segments, three different networks, sort of, per se. They throw the first couple of fights on Facebook. Then they go to FX for four fights. Then they go to the main card for five or six fights. The bottom line is the UFC is trying to drag in everybody for an entire afternoon, almost a day, because it starts at 3:15 in the afternoon Pacific time and doesn't end until what? 9 o'clock? 9:30? So it's a big night of UFC and MMA anytime the UFC has a pay-per-view. And the opening bout on Facebook last week, Cristiano Marcelo defeated Reza Madadi. A decision was a split decision, 29-28 one way, 29-28 the other way, and then 30-27 for Marcelo. Marcelo, not the fighter that I thought he was going to be. They thought he was going to be like the bomb. Well, he wasn't really the bomb. That was UFC 153, of course, emanating October 13th from the HSBC Arena. That was in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. They're talking about going back to Brazil for a world heavyweight championship fight. That's if the current world heavyweight champion, you know who I'm talking about, Junior Dos Santos, the once-beaten young man out of Brazil. If he beats Cain Velasquez December 29th in Las Vegas, the next fight for the heavyweight champion will be in Brazil. It'll probably be in a 40,000 to a, maybe they have an 80,000-seat soccer stadium down there. And I'm very confident that he could put a butt in every seat. I'm talking about Junior Dos Santos. That's what an iconic figure he is in his homeland of Brazil. I mean, he could fill that joint, no question about it. But that's not going to be ready until April, now they're telling me, April or May. He may want to fight in April or May. So if that's happening and the stadium's available, he'll fight there. If not, I'm told if he beats Cain Velasquez December 29th, and it's no given that he does. Granted, he knocked Cain out in a minute and 4 seconds or something like that in the blink of an eye the first time they fought. But they both went into the fight hurt. Cain had a bad shoulder and a bad knee, and Dos Santos went in there with a broken foot. Unlike a lot of boxers who have hangnails and cancel fights, these two guys said, no, it's all on the line. This is our first show on Fox TV. We're going out there. We're going to do our thing. And they got paid well as well. So, I mean, they were happy campers financially after the event.
course, Kane wasn't happy losing the UFC heavyweight title, but he'll get a rematch at that, of course, December 29th. Now, speaking of rematches, what's the most highly anticipated rematch in the UFC? It is the one I just mentioned, Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos. And people are split on this. The wrestling folks, you know, the people that like grappling, the people that like the ground and pound type of game, they think that Cain Velasquez is going to be able to get Junior Dos Santos off his feet and take him down. He's going to beat him to a pulp on the ground and pound. Then there are the stand-up people who say if this fight's, you know, if this fight's a stand-up type of fight, that Junior Dos Santos, who has the probably best hands right now in the UFC as far as boxing is concerned, boxing skill, that he's going to win that handily. So there you have it, split right down the middle. One expert says one thing, one expert says the other. It's a coin toss between these two guys hooking it up on December 29th for the UFC heavyweight title. That's in Las Vegas. That'll be one heck of a weekend in Las Vegas, no question about that. I mean, think about it. You've got UFC going down. That's on the 29th, that's Saturday night. And then Monday night, UFC, I mean, take that back, New Year's Eve in Vegas. Man, that place is going to be jumping. No question about it. Sin City, Las Vegas, if you're a UFC MMA fan, New Year's might be your ticket this year for the UFC Heavyweight Championship. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're tweeting. We got the Twitter thing going, Twitter, using the hash mark Ring Talk. But we got that toll-free, which is more important. Call us right away and be right on the air. Cheap, toll-free, not a dime. 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800- 520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round.
He used that arm to try to take away the base.
Oh, look at the kicks.
That's old school Hicks and Gracie style.
Oh, he's got the choke.
Stuck it in.
Penn looking to choke out Florian. BJ Penn looking to remain the champion. It is all over. BJ Penn has defeated Teddy Florian.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights me 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
Little Star Trek music there. Of course, that is the great Ronda Rousey. The star that she is, looking to take on Chris Cyborg Santos, the steroid female gorilla. Well, that's what she looked like to me. She looked like she was built like a man. Built like a Klingon. Okay? You know, and they finally caught her last November, so she's been suspended for a year. And the bottom line is she would like to fight Ronda Rousey, of course, sometime in 2013. And that's the fight that Ronda wants. I don't blame her. Brings some big bucks in, and I think she beats Chris Cyborg Santos handily with that submission armbar. I mean, nobody's gotten out of the first round of her with her with that. Maisha Tate going the longest, like 4 minutes and change. Bottom line is, my baby is the real deal. I'm talking about Rowdy Ronda Rousey. Look her up. She's on Facebook. She's got a fantastic Facebook page, and she responds to a lot of her fans. Now, we're going to go through some of the UFC records as far as the current UFC records are concerned. Of course, you know, the best fights as far as the most fights that have best fight bonuses were run by George St. Pierre. He's like got nine of them. Man, that's a lot. Of course, the fastest knockout is Todd Butler. That was in 7 seconds versus Tim Haig. That was in 2009. There's another couple other 7 second knockouts. The fastest knockout in a title match was Andre Arlovsky. That was 15 seconds, man, against Paul Berrandello, and that was like in 2005. Fastest submission, Oleg Taskeyev, 9 seconds, taking out Anthony Melzer. And now the bottom line is, you know, that's quick. I mean, there are some fantastic records there. Most knockout bonuses, Anderson Silva, 7, the world middleweight champion. Most best submission bonuses, Joe Lauzon, he's got 6. These are $40,000 bonuses at the minimum, okay? Most championship losses, guess who? Randy Couture, the former UFC light heavyweight and heavyweight title holder, of course, held the 205-pound championship, and then, of course, the heavyweight title. And the heavyweight limit in the UFC is 265 pounds. The most UFC title matches in history, that goes to Randy Couture as well. He had 15 from 1997 to 2009. Most championship wins, and I was wrong. I said he had 9 successful defenses. He's got 11. I'm talking about Anderson Silva. From 2006 until now, he has been the world UFC middleweight champion. You know, at first, he wasn't entertaining. People said he was boring. He was toying with guys. He just wasn't putting forth the excitement that he was capable of doing. He just wasn't, okay? And, you know, Dana White got upset with him a little bit. I mean, they went round and round. Hey, man, you know, you need to step it up. But the bottom line is, Anderson Silva, you know, the longest-running champion in UFC history, you got to give him some props. All the way from 2006 to 2012, we're almost at the end of 2012 now. He was coming off another successful win, moving up in weight as well. Now, Stephen Bonner's not the greatest fighter in the world, okay, but Stephen Bonner always comes in shape. You can call him at the last minute. He'll be ready. I'm telling you, he always walks around somewhat close to 205 pounds, 215, 220 pounds, so you can always cut 10 or 15 pounds, and you can fight in a minute. The guy's the real deal. Anderson Silva makes some lunch meat out of him. So the bottom line is Anderson Silva, Georges St. Pierre. I mean, who is the best fighter in the UFC in the world of MMA right now? We know who the best female is. That's Rowdy Ronda Rousey. But who is the best male as far as the UFC is concerned? Is it Georges St. Pierre, 22-2? Of course, he We'll put that title on the line as welterweight championship against Carlos Condit. That's going down Saturday, November 17th, UFC 154. We'll get into that a little bit later. Some of the other UFC records, as I said, most championship wins, Anderson Silva, 11. Most consecutive title defenses, Anderson Silva, 10. Most consecutive wins, Anderson Silva, 15. Most fights, Tito Ortiz, 1997 until he just retired in July, 27 fights in the UFC. Most knockouts, Chuck Liddell. Remember when Chuck was knocking people out with one pump? Bob, boom, lights out. Then they started doing the lights out number on him. He had 10 knockouts in his UFC run from 1998 to 2010. Of course, he was the former UFC 205-pound champion. Most knockouts in championship fights, Anderson Silva, 6. Most pay-per-view fights, take that back, most pay-per-view buys, 1.6 million. Man, that's a record as far as the UFC and the world of MMA is concerned. Of course, boxing, I believe, is 2.4 million homes, and that was the Oscar De La Hoya-Floyd Mayweather fight of 2007-2008, which absolutely sucked. Anybody that watched that fight would not be inclined or compelled to want to buy another match on pay-per-view. But the most pay-per-view buys, 1.6 million. That was in July 11th, 2009, Las Vegas. Brock Lesnar versus Frank Mir for the world heavyweight title. Of course, now remember, Frank Mir had beaten Brock Lesnar in his UFC debut with like an ankle lock or something like that, a submission hold. Lesnar didn't make a mistake. Lesnar was licking him like a stamp. I thought the referee, I think it was Herb Dean, made a mistake and called for a break, said that Lesnar was hitting Frank Mir behind the head, but Frank Mir was turning his head. So how could you not hit him but behind the head? Okay, and the bottom line is, you know, Lesnar, as I said, there's so many ways to win and lose. TKO punches, KO knockouts, snoring, that kind of stuff. You can be submitted arm bars. You can be submitted chokeholds. You can win on points. You can win on disqualification. So many different ways to win and lose in the world of the UFC. Now, here's a good one. This will bring back some old folks from the UFC heyday back in the day when it first started. I'm talking about 1993. Most submissions in the UFC goes to their first iconic figure. I'm talking about the man from the Gracie family, Royce Gracie. Even though they spell his name Royce, like a car, Rolls Royce, it's Royce. Royce Gracie, 1993 to 1995, he had 11 submissions. He was fighting all the time. That's when he was fighting in a gi. Remember that? He would fight in a gi, and he'd fight those guys who were like 260, 280 pounds, 300 pounds, and he'd end up beating those guys. He would just wear them down, man. Most submissions in championship fights goes to Frank Shamrock, my buddy from down there in San Jose, California. Four, of course, he is the Strike Force commentator as well. Matt Hughes has got the most wins, and that's 18 in the UFC, and that's 1999 to 2010. Most wins in less than 1 minute goes to Don Fry, BJ Penn, Frank Shamrock, and Mike Swick. Each got 2, and that's most wins in title matches. As I said, Anderson Silva with 11. Most world championships, Randy Couture, 5. That's right. He held, of course, the UFC light heavyweight and the heavyweight championship. And he lost them a couple few times and gained them back as well. Most different world champions faced, Stephen Bonner probably has that one. Youngest champion is John Jones, 23 years old. Of course, he is the UFC light heavyweight champion and the man that people love to despise. Of course, I mean, they hate him. He got booed so bad in his last fight against Vitor Belfort. It was like, you almost wanted mercy, enough, enough. I mean, they booed him. Anytime they showed him on the TV screen, he got booed, okay? So the UFC needed a heel. They needed a bad guy. You know, like in wrestling, they got the good guys and they got the bad guys. Well, the UFC needed a bad guy. They got one. They got John Jones. What's he now, 17-1? The only fight he lost, he was whooping that guy, you know, beating the snot out of him. I think it was Matt Hamill. He got disqualified for throwing elbows on the ground, so he's the real deal. He's actually never been beat. He's only been disqualified. Okay, so he is the real deal, no question about that. I mean, pound for pound, one of the better fighters in the world. Georges St. Pierre, of course, UFC 154. Is he the best? Dana White loves this guy, 22-2. I'm not in love with him. Before I get to UFC 154, Dave Bautista, remember him from the World Wrestling Entertainment days? He was like 300 pounds. Now he's down to around, I don't know, 220, 225. He's 44 years old, and he stopped Vince Lucero in an MMA match. Now, he's not looking to win world titles in the world of mixed martial arts. He's just looking to do his thing. He did it once. He's been practicing MMA for like 10 or 12 years. Let's see where he goes with it from here. Will he continue to fight? I think him and Herschel Walker would be an outstanding draw. I mean, both being, you know, stars from other sports. I mean, you know, I mean, let's be honest. When he was with the WWE, Batista was doing big bucks. I'm serious. Big buck pay-per-views. He was doing well. He was making like $1.6 million a year. Then he decided he was going to turn to acting. I thought The House of the Rising Sun was his best movie. People laugh at me when I say that, but I kid you not. I think Dave Bautista can fight. But at 44 years old, I don't think he's here for the long run as far as the world of MMA is concerned. And speaking of Bellator, the Bellator Fighting Championships, of course, looks like Eddie Alvarez has dropped out. He will be signing with the UFC. He is 23-3. Let's see if he's really anything. Another fighter the UFC is snagging away from the people at Bellator Fighting Championships. More money? Go where the money's at. Right now, the UFC's got the money. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. Hello out there to all the troops! Make sure you keep him with you. Don't let nobody take care of your business better than you do. Do what it wants, give him what he wants. Respect will come to you. And you can hold your man. Hold your man. Hold your man.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Discover is announcing that from now through December, you'll get 5% cash back everywhere you shop, including online and at department stores on up to $1,500 in purchases. From holiday shopping to sports tickets and everything else, like NFL and NBA tickets for your favorite teams or any of your holiday gift needs for friends and family. It's easy. All you have to do is go to discover.com and sign up for 5% or call 1-800-DISCOVER. That's 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover.
It's time! Fourth round for the undisputed USA Heavyweight Championship of the World! Introducing first, fighting out of the blue corner! This man is a mixed martial artist, holding a professional record, 8 wins, no losses. Standing 61 inches tall, weighing in at 244 pounds, fighting out of San Jose, California. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the challenger, Kane Velasquez! And now introducing his opponent, fighting out of the red corner. This man is a wrestler, holding a professional record, 5 wins, 1 loss. He stands 6'3" tall, weighing in at 264 pounds. Fighting out of Alexandria, Minnesota, presenting the reigning, defending, undisputed UFC heavyweight champion of the world, Brock Lesnar!
Wow. Wow, indeed. Oh, my goodness.
That's the word, baby.
Oh, this is crazy right now. There's a buzz here at Honda Center. Lesnar, Velasquez, heavyweight title is on the line.
You ready to fight? You ready? Good.
Brock on the attack. Flying knee from Lesnar.
Brock is relentless, but he wasn't able to take Kane down there.
Brock coming out swinging.
There he is. He got the takedown. Let's see how well Kane fights off his back.
Seen him taken down often, if at all, but he's right back up. Lesnar trying to get back up, and he does, but he's exhausted. He's exhausted, and he gets rocked again. Lesnar covering up. Velasquez pouring it on. Power kiss.
4 of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Do you mind if we dance with your dates?
Why, no, not at all. Go right ahead.
I have no idea what my producers cook up for me, my producer per se, Mr. Scott Cuddy. Just got back from Colorado, went on vacation for a week. The world almost fell apart here at the Sports Byline USA headquarters without him here for 7 days. Okay, he's ready to go back on vacation as we speak. Of course, UFC 154 coming up on November 17th. Of course, it'll open up on Facebook at 3:15 p.m. Pacific time. And, of course, the main event, we'll go through the entire card real quick. Georges St-Pierre, of course, out of Canada, the hottest ticket in Canada. This guy sells like 40,000 seats up there in a heartbeat. 22-2, no draws, of course, 5'11", 170 pounds. Coming off that torn ACL, or he had torn something something like that in his leg or his knee. Anyway, the bottom line is he's back, said to be 100%, taking on Carlos Condit, 28-5. Of course, Carlos Condit won a controversial decision earlier this year over Nick Diaz, who tested positive for trace elements of marijuana. Therefore, he was suspended for a year by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. Then he said he was going to get a note saying he was allowed to take marijuana as far as ADHD, some type of medicine for that, but he never came up with the card, so I guess they're going to go forward with the entire year-long suspension. But the bottom line is, Carlos Condit, if he wins this, and I don't think he's gonna, if he was to win this, he would probably fight Nick Diaz next, probably Nick Diaz when he gets off suspension in April. As far as Georges St-Pierre is concerned, they were talking about him moving up and fighting Anderson Silva, like at a catchweight, somewhere around 180 pounds. But Silva ain't into losing weight. He doesn't like getting down to 185. That isn't easy. He doesn't want to get down to 180, 175, anything like that. So that appears to be dead, especially with the fact that Silva recently fought Stefan Bonner at 205 pounds. Of course, he is the 185-pound champion, but he fought him at 205. He is now a light heavyweight, per se, in the UFC, although he's still the UFC middleweight champion. Georges St-Pierre, don't get mad at me for saying this, but I don't really get off on the guy. I'm not a big Georges St-Pierre fan. I'm just not. Especially when he fought BJ Penn that first time. Well, it was the first time and the only time. Anyway, he put some grease on his body a couple of rounds, put some Vaseline on him. Penn couldn't grab him once he got on the ground. And you can see him putting the Vaseline on his body. They said it was accidental. You don't accidentally put grease on somebody's body during a UFC or an MMA event. That's not an accident waiting to happen. That's not a likely accident. Sounds like strategy to me, especially when B.J. Penn's game was all about getting you on the ground and beating you to a pulp. That's what it was about, getting you on the ground. B.J., once he got you on the ground, that was his thing. He could move well with that Brazilian jiu-jitsu and his own unique style. Of course, maybe the greatest lightweight champion in the history of MMA. I'm talking about B.J. Penn, of course, Baby Jake out of Hawaii. Of course, he just opened a gym over there, B.J. Penn's UFC gym. I think it's in the main island, but I'm not sure. So B.J. Penn, will he be fighting again? Yes, he will. Of course, he's been retired, but he is going to come back now, and he will be fighting in 2013. No inclination as to when, but early in 2013. USC, as I said, 154 going down on Saturday, November 17th. Martin Campman taking on Johnny Hendricks here. I don't know if it's a misprint or Johnny's name wasn't spelled right on his birth certificate, much like Johnny Gonzalez, of course, the boxer. But the bottom line is Martin Campman is taking on Johnny Hendricks, J-O-H-N-Y, no double N there. Hendricks, 13-1, 170-pounders, Martin Campman. Are these guy contenders? Fringe contenders. I wouldn't call them the upper echelon of the 170-pound division, but they're up there. Martin Campman and Johnny Hendricks, pretty good fight. Francis Carmont and Tom Lawler. Lawler and an opponent type, 8-4, 185 pounds. That's 84 kilograms to you people listening around the world. He stands 6'0", taking on Francis Carmont, 19-7, stands 6'3". So he's going to have some height and some reach advantage here. 185 pounds, I said 84 kilograms. I'm probably going to go with Carmont on that one. As I said, I think that Lawler is all about that sparring partner mentality. And if you know anything about boxing, you know what I mean by that sparring partner mentality. In other words, they don't get in there and give it their all and really try to win. They just do enough to get by. And I think Tom Lawler is going to try to do enough to get by next week, and he will lose to Francis Carmont. Take that back, not next week, November 17th on pay-per-view. Surreal Diabate. Sounds like something out of a pharmacy. Of course, he's 205 pounds, 19-8, 3 draws. No really huge names here. Chad Griggs, 11-2. Chad's for real. Chad can fight. We'll see what happens there. Chad's got the slight edge in my mind on that one. Mark Hominick, 20-11. See, opponent, nice-looking body, taking on Pablo Garza, 12-3. These guys are fighting at 145 pounds. That's featherweight in the world of mixed martial arts in the UFC. One stands 6'1", as is Garza. The other one's 5'8". In other words, Hominick's got to get him on the ground to ground the pound, because if he doesn't, he ain't going to win. Patrick Cote, didn't he just lose to Kung Lee? Kung Lee's going to be fighting in Macau in a few weeks. But anyway, 19-8 is Cote. Taking on 19-9, Alessio Sakara. I'm not really getting up on that one. Nick Ring, my man Nick. Yeah, Nick. Of course, he is from Calgary. He's from Canada up there. Fantastic choice to have him on the card. Nick Ring, 13-1. We've had him on the show in the past. That's not a ring name. That's not a UFC name. That's not a name that he got for the sake of being a fighter. He was born Nick Ring, and that's his real name. So he's 13-1. He's taking on Konstantinos Filippou, who is 11-2, one no contest. One guy's 6'1", his ring. The other guy's 5'11". They'll be fighting 185 pounds. Nick, I'm going to have Nick on the show in the next few weeks. Nick's a great, great guest, and he's always very insightful. He's not afraid to speak his mind as well. Sam Stout on the card, 19-7, a one draw, taking on John Badeski, 9-2. I'm not getting too up on that one. These guys are 155 pounds. That means lightweights in the world of MMA. Another lightweight fight, Mark Bosick, 11-4, taking on Rafael Dos Anjos, 17-6. And, you know, some of these records, you think, if you're a boxing fan, you're thinking, 17-6? If he was 17-6 as a boxer, we wouldn't think too much of him. Well, it's different. Boxing, one or two losses, and you get relegated to the trash heap. I mean, you know, you're yesterday's news, you're old news. Okay, but in the world of MMA, well, so many different ways to win or lose. And that Brock Lesnar, I mean, there's a perfect example of that. Lost his first fight in the UFC, lost it to Frank Mir, okay, got beaten by Cain Velasquez, lost to Alistair Overeem, okay, and there's different ways to lose. Almost lost to Shane Carwin. Shane Carwin came within a breath of beating him for the heavyweight championship, okay. So there's all these different ways to win and lose in the world of MMA, and that's what makes these records so deceiving, per se. Because if a guy was 17-6 or 11-4 as a boxer, you think, journeyman type? Maybe not much more, but not in the world of the UFC and MMA. Anthony Carvalho, 14-5, taking on Rodrigo Dam. They're 145 pounds. That's featherweights. Nothing really of note here. 14-5 is Carvalho. Dam is 10-5. Ivan Majarov, he's taking on Azamat Gashov. Got no record on him. Got no picture of him. Just got a big black figure on the UFC website. 24-8. Stephen Thompson's on the card, taking on Bissam Youssef. Youssef 6-1. Stephen Thompson, same, 6-1. One guy stands 6 feet. The other one stands 5'11". Thompson will have a slight height and reach advantage. These guys are fighting at 170 pounds. That is a toss-up as I speak. And the last fight on the card, that'll be a Facebook card. Steven Siller, 21-9, taking on Darren Elkins, 15-2. These guys are 145 pounds. These guys are featherweights as well. Of course, we're talking about USC 154. That's a pay-per-view card emanating live, of course, from Canada with Georges. I love saying his first name. Don't like him as a fighter. Georges St. Pierre taking on Carlos Condit in the main event. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we are each and every Saturday right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you'd like to drop me an email, and I do get some insightful emails from my listeners around the world, so I appreciate them, and I do answer each email that I get, except from old girlfriends. The email address is ringtalk, one word, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk at yahoo.com. And don't forget the website. I haven't pushed the website much in the shows. Of course, I'm talking about ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. You can catch some of the podcasts there. You can catch the iTunes stuff there. You can catch the radio archives there. You can catch archived articles, the month in history. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff regarding combat sports. When I talk about combat sports, folks, I'm generalizing everything down. I'm putting MMA and boxing together. I'm trying to bring them together because I think that they're both combat sports. People say to me, oh, there's a big difference in boxing and MMA. It's still a combat sport. And combat sports is what we do here twice weekly on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's right. Saturday is 11 a.m. Pacific time, and Sunday is 11 a.m. Pacific time. Two entirely different shows right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and of course, the American Forces Network. The trumpet you hear? Yeah, the Mighty Tower of Power, and Emilio Castillo's first song he ever wrote, You're Still a Young Man.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit cards. Debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the Tax Doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the Tax Doctor help you. The Tax Doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the Tax Doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
This is incredible. You got to listen to this message. Come here, seriously. This chick is so in love with me. It's crazy.
Hi, Dennis. It's Kaylee. I was just calling to let you know that I hope you die. You are obviously a terrible person with no regard for anyone but yourself. I never, ever want to see you again, you steaming pile of horse. Go to hell!
Oh, that's amazing. That's the best one.
Yeah, it's a really good one, isn't it?
What are you talking about? She hates your guts.
Dee, this chick is so in love with me, she doesn't even know it.
They don't get it because you haven't explained it to them, bro.
Oh, guys, I have a system, a foolproof system for getting any chick's undying love and devotion for life.
What the hell are you talking about, dude?
I'm talking about the Dennis system.
It's always sunny in Philadelphia. It's Philly. Chael Sonnen was the part of that show. It's on cable. That's why you heard the beat. Guess who's going to fight? Looks like it's going to happen. Roy Jones, remember him? 43 years old now, 1988 Olympic silver medalist in Korea, of course, was jobbed out of the Olympic gold medal. 56-8, now 40 KOs. Going to take on, yikes, Kimbo Slice, who's now fighting under his real name, his birth name, Kevin Ferguson. Of course, Kimbo didn't make it in the Elite XC. That's Elite Cage Fighting. He didn't make it in the UFC. He sort of bottomed out on Strikeforce. So he sort of peaked and bottomed out on Strikeforce. The bottom line is they're probably going to call this a exhibition in Jamaica. And that's where it's going to happen because part of Jamaica's celebrating their 50th anniversary. So I don't know why you'd want to celebrate your anniversary, your country, with a fight of this magnitude. This is not a world-class fight. This is a circus act. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. And don't forget, folks, I want to say this again. We are Saturdays and Sundays, two entirely separate shows on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network Channel 2. I can go on and on, but the bottom line is Saturdays, 11 a.m. for 2 hours right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and then again on Sunday. For an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next week, much love.